WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Pittsburgh filmmaker Imei Alaquiva was recently appointed to the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts by Governor Tom Wolf. 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort spoke with Alaquiva about Hip Hop on Lock, the arts education program he created more than a decade ago.
Imei Alaquiva, why did you find it important to give back and to do Hip Hop on Lock for other kids?
I wanted to create Hip Hop on Lock out of, you know, whether we know it or not, the best way to move forward is to give back. We took a risk on those 16 students to see how hip hop would transform them in a matter of 10 weeks to create a music CD from conception to completion over that 10-week process. They would learn how to write, produce, mix, engineer, arrange their own music, as a way to, you know, have something tangible that says, hey, listen, this is what we did as a team building exercise. And at the end, of course, they perform in front of friends, family, and the entire community to say, hey, listen, this is what we did, and this is what our young people are doing. So from there, it sort of morphed into creating programs for about over 11 school districts, 48 partnerships throughout Allegheny County, expanding in-state, out-of-state, as a creative arts program that really allows arts to transform these kids, the much way it transformed my life and others.
Did it transform the lives of the 16 students you initially worked with?
Yes, it transformed the lives and to a point where most of them went to school for arts, went to school for media, graduates of Duquesne University, graduates of Morehouse College, graduates of Slippery Rock University, graduates of Penn State University. So the list goes on. That's why arts education is so important to me. That's why arts education can't be removed from our schools. That's why, you know, today, you know, I sit on, you know, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts for the state of Pennsylvania. We represent 67 counties, and we oversee millions of dollars of funding to be distributed to these great arts education programs that prove to be factually impactful on the lives of our young people.
Are you satisfied?
I am beyond satisfied because my adversities in life could have done two things, make you or break you. I chose for my adversities to make me, and now I have to use that same energy to help others who are wanting to give up. I have to help others who are wanting to, you know, be a victim of depression, be a victim of anxiety and things of that nature. How can I help you, but help you through the lens of the arts, much like it changed my life?
Imei Alaquiva, thank you for taking time to do this interview.
Thank you so much for having me.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.